Radio Prague News.
Checks carried out on almost 7,000 bottles of spirits found that 40 contained potentially lethal amounts of methanol. Household debt in the Czech Republic fell month on month in January for the first time since 2001. And a Senate vote on a motion to file a complaint of treason against the president will take place on Monday. Free checks carried out on almost 7,000 bottles of spirits found that 40 contained potentially lethal amounts of methanol. The Czech Republic's chief hygiene officer, Vladimír Valenta, said on Thursday. Mr. Valenta said the tests, which were carried out by officials from his agency, could have saved the lives of the owners of the spirits. Last year, 42 people died in the Czech Republic from drinking poisonous bootleg booze, and the sale of all spirits was banned for a fortnight. Household debt in the Czech Republic fell month on month in January for the first time since 2001, according to data just released. Last month, Czechs owed 1.164 trillion crowns to banks and other financial institutions, twice the figure recorded 11 years ago. The Czech Republic is currently going through its longest recession on record, and the decline in household debt suggests that Czechs are worried about spending, preferring to save than owe money. The Senate's organizational committee has recommended that senators approve a motion calling for the filing of a charge of treason against President Václav Klaus at the Constitutional Court. The upper house is set to vote on the matter on Monday. The motion has been put forward by a cross-party group of senators who say Mr. Klaus acted unconstitutionally by declaring a controversial amnesty in January, as well as in connection with other decisions. The president, who steps down next Thursday, has dismissed the vote as a political gain. For his part, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said it was the sorriest move he'd seen in two decades in politics. The police have charged a former director of the Prague Transport Authority, Martin Dvořák, with corruption. The charge relates to the awarding of a contract to the company Crosspoint, which allegedly earned four times more from selling tickets at metro stations than the firm which previously provided that service. The Transport Authority abrogated its contract with Crosspoint last year. For his part, Mr. Dvořák rejects any accusation of wrongdoing. He says he is himself preparing to file a complaint against the charges. Speaking on a week-long visit to Prague, the well-known Cuban blogger and dissident Yoani Sanchez said the changes implemented by President Raúl Castro didn't go far enough and shouldn't hoodwink the world. She said persecution of the opposition was just as intensive as it had been under the previous leader, Fidel Castro, and that there had been no decline in the number of political prisoners or let-up in censorship. Ms. Sanchez, who's on an extensive tour of Western states, has been able to travel thanks to an ease in restrictions introduced by Havana last month. Details have emerged of plans for the inauguration of Miloš Zeman as president next Friday. After being sworn in a ceremony at the Vladislav Hall at Prague Castle at 10 a.m, Mr. Zeman will inspect a military parade before laying flowers at the remains of St. Václav, the Czech patron saint, and a wreath at a statue of the first president of Czechoslovakia, T.G. Masaryk. He will then have lunch with senior constitutional officials. The Oscar-winning art director and production designer Karel Černý is set to receive a Czech Lion Award for extraordinary contribution to Czech cinematography. Mr. Černý, who is 90, won the Academy Award for his work on the 1984 Miloš Forman movie Amadeus, much of which was shot in Prague. The presentation will take place during the Czech Lions, the country's annual film awards, on Saturday night. The weather: there should be sunny spells in the coming days, with temperatures reaching a maximum of 6 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.